So each week we've been coming up here and having a conversation. And our conversations are about our four goals. Come on up, I'm going to have you sit over there. Are about our four goals. And our four goals have a lot to do with relationships with people, right? And so today we're talking about being a community of learners. Last week we talked about outreach. And who here was surprised at how much this church does? Yeah. A lot of people were, wow, we do a lot. How many people learned something new about what we do? Yeah, a lot of people learned something new. Now, the week before that, the first week of our campaign and our series here, we talked about worship and how we connect with folks in worship and how we connect with God in worship. And so today, I have Ann Owens here, and she is, I have questions for her, just like I've had for others. And she is actually our spirit chair on the governing board, but today she's talking about learning, and somehow spirit and mind and learning seem to intermix. So, Ann, thanks for talking today. I'm curious, what influences in your life led you to a call of teaching or Christian education?
Well, I didn't have to think very hard for this. Children.
Yeah.
That's the number one influence that comes to my mind. When I was 16, I belonged to a real little church up north, and we did not have enough Sunday school teachers. We had lots of children, but not enough Sunday school teachers. So I was asked to be a Sunday school teacher, and I had 6 7-year-olds in a corner of the church, no curriculum, and one of them was my little brother, who was a pest. Anyway, it was a very wonderful learning experience, and I just took the Bible, which we didn't have children's Bibles, but I took the Bible, and I taught them each week a Bible lesson. And that they had to tell me what it meant, and then they had to remember it the next week. And they taught me a lot. Mm. But this also led me to continuing teaching. So when I came to Syracuse and walked up the street to find James Street United Methodist Church, I was very lucky there, continued teaching, and then it has brought me to this church. And I taught Bible studies and been to many Bible studies, women's retreats, and I just keep learning and learning myself.
So what is one specific thing that you learned from someone you thought you were teaching?
How to listen. Mm. Many times when I've spent quite a bit of time preparing for a Sunday school lesson for 5 and 6-year-olds, I had to remember to stop talking and to listen to them. Recently, I was asking my Sunday school class, a group of 4 to 6-year-olds, if they could see God. And I wasn't sure what their answers were going to be. And one little boy said, he doesn't say too much, but he goes, "Well, no, not really, but you can feel him in your heart because that's where he lives." And I couldn't top that. That was not in my Sunday school lesson.
So what is going well here at University United Methodist Church in regard to being a community of learners?
Well, God never ceases to amaze me. I've weathered several changes in the past few years, recently going to a new church, and God certainly has showed me where else I can serve him. The Sunday school is going well. I'm teaching again. The last ones I taught were 15 and 16, and they were 6 feet tall. So I'm really glad to have a group of children that are at least, for the moment, smaller than me. So that's been nice. Again, I've attended numerous Bible studies, and there's many different times of the week that Bible studies are held. I've led women's retreats with a whole new group of women. And I'd like to share one story that changed me. After James Street Church closed, I came to University United Methodist Church to check it out. Well, at first, I wasn't sure. It was so big and gothic, and I just wasn't sure I would like it. Well, about the third or fourth Sunday, I said hello to a little girl, and she said hi. And the next week, I said hello to her again, and she goes, "You're that lady with the pretty necklace." And I said, oh, okay, you remembered. I was surprised that she would remember. About a week later, 2 weeks, I went to Vacation Bible School. I just wanted to see what it was like. I wasn't going to get involved. I just wanted to see what it was like here. And the same little girl came up to me. She grabbed my hand, and she says, you're going to be my Sunday school teacher, right? So I was hooked. But we have a lot of adult classes. Hot Topics is one of them that we have, book and Bible studies. And we've had guest speakers like Terry Hershey and Roving Teach-Ins are just to name a few of the things that we do well in this church.
We also have soup and sermon after worship that where we talk about whatever we talk about in church. So how can we do better?
Well, first of all, each of us needs to develop a greater and deeper sense of personal prayer so that we can hear, so that we each can hear God calling us so that we can serve Him better. You can join an adult Sunday school class at the Hot Topics or, as Alicia said, the Soup and Sermon. If you already attend an adult class or Bible study, invite someone new to join you. And one of my favorite, and I think this would be wonderful if this could happen, I had a little taste of it this morning, help organize a youth choir, because people, adults and children, learn many, many ways, many ways of their learning is through song.
Mm-hmm. So how can others get involved?
Well, I really ran out of time to write down as many things that we can get involved with. The first one, of course, comes to Vacation Bible School. That's held every August for a week, and we invite children in the neighborhood and as many children as we can get, not just for teaching, but for they love their snacks. And even if you could bring a child to be the transportation for a child, it's always important. Again, Sunday school for both adults and children, they need our listening ears. You can read to a child during breakfast on Sunday mornings or at the pantry on Fridays. And another one that we have is through camps, conferences, and retreat centers. And that is a wonderful place to learn all kinds of different things to strengthen your faith. And then my last thing that I had was what you can do each week is to talk or greet someone new each week. Mm-hmm. So go out of your comfort zone just a little bit and meet someone new.
Yeah. And listen. I really like that you talked about listening, because we don't know how else we can be community of learners if we're not listening to each other and hearing how we can develop that. And the free little library is up there. Little free library is up there because you can bring books in and you can bring children's books in. So those are all great. Well, thank you, Anne. Appreciate your time and telling us how we can be community of learners, how we can get involved. And we look forward to whatever we're going to talk about next week.
So, okay. Thank you.